This is a CKTZ News update. The Cortez Half Marathon starts at Smelt Bay this Sunday, September 19th at 8:30 p.m. It was organized by Peter Rinch, who explained that the route is
through the south end all the way up to the lagoon and then back down and finishing at Smelt Bay. Just to make it friendly for everyone, there'll be a marker at 5K, a marker at 10K. You'll be able to get your times for that. And then there'll be, of course, a marker at the 22K as well. So the idea is we've got a number of people registered and we'll all meet at Smelt Bay in the morning. I'm going to send out coordinates later in the week, but it most likely be at 7:45, 8 o'clock in the morning. Well, everyone's registered, but we'll sign waivers and do all those things. And then we'll get going, and who knows how long it will go for.
What brought this about?
So my whole life, I kind of hated running, but I've always kind of done it a little bit. And last year in the pandemic, I was looking for a little more meaning and I just started running and I basically have not stopped. And so I just kind of got into it and now I love running. I actually look forward to it. And although it's painful every time I do it, I look forward to it and I kind of love it. And I started learning about marathons and half marathons, and a friend of mine on Cortez said, hey, we should organize one on Cortez. And at first I was kind of like, I don't know, I've got a full-time job, I'm not sure. And then I just kind of went with it. So really it's just an inspiration to have a little more meaning, a little more physical exercise through the pandemic, and really excited to share it with the Cortez community.
Runners pay a registration fee, which ranges from $5 to $25, depending on their run. The proceeds will be used to pay for event costs, but the organizers are also hoping to use this event as a fundraiser.
Yeah, that's right. So, I mean, hopefully it will raise funds. I mean, it does take a little bit to put on a marathon, as I've realized. You got to get a website and insurance and all that. But yeah, any remaining money from the proceeds of the run will go to the Last Stand for Forests in support of the Ferry Creek blockades. Hopefully there'll be some leftovers, but yeah. So it's a fundraiser as well.
Who all's involved?
Honestly, it's just Hollyhock, the Cortez Market, and the Cortez Natural Food Co-op. And there's a bunch of volunteers. It's me and a colleague at Hollyhock, Jolene, putting it on. And I'd say that super proud to partner with Cortez Market and the co-op on this, and they've been great. I called Bertha and like, there's just no hesitation. She was just like, yeah, love to be a part of it. I think her son's a runner. There was just no convincing at all. She just jumped right on board, and same with my friends at the co-op.
Now you have a website up as well?
Yeah, I do. So cortezmarathon.ca, where you can register, you can see the route, and you can volunteer. And there's also a section just about the inspiration for the marathon. So it's cortezmarathon.ca.